Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, happy day. I hope you are ready for an amazing day and ready to rock and roll. Shine your beautiful light, your gorgeous light with the world. Because today, that's what it's all about, is shining your beautiful light with the world. And also, while you're doing that, making sure you have a light to shine. Well, you're here, you're alive, that means you have a light. But sometimes it's flickering. Sometimes that light doesn't shine as bright as other times. And, you know, part of the Daily Energize is to help you shine your light, to dissolve the walls and the armor, the things that are stopping your light from being fully seen. But some of the time, it doesn't shine as bright because we're not taking care of it. Our cup is empty. We're drained. We're exhausted. We're frustrated. We're just depleted. So today's episode of the Daily Energize is all about making sure you take time for you. That's right. Do some self-care. Take time for you. Recharge your batteries. Fill your cup. Self-care has become such a buzzword, and it's great. I love that it is, but it's also been washed down, right? Some people think that, okay, just going out and getting dinner or getting your nails done or buying yourself a present is self-care. And while those are and can be forms of self-care, those are smaller ones, right? Taking time and, you know, meditating, working out, those are types of self-care, but also giving yourself love, giving yourself grace, taking time for you, holding your boundaries, that's self-care, right? Not letting other people come past your boundaries. There's so many things that can be self-care, and self-care can be something that takes 5 minutes. It could take 30 seconds. It could take a week, a month, and do it. How you do it is up to you. What works for me might work for you, and it might not. What works for you might work for another person, or might not, and that's okay. Experiment and see what works best for you, for your self-care. What charges your batteries? So for me, one thing that once I became a full-time entrepreneur is I intentionally took Fridays off. Now, do I take every Friday off? No, because sometimes we're traveling to events or sometimes work just needs to get done. But for the most part, 90 to 95% of the time, I take Fridays off. And on Fridays, then I chase my passions. I go kayak fishing in the summer. I go snowboarding in the winter. And the times when I can't do either of those, I'll go out to breakfast with my brother-in-law. He's the one I go snowboarding and kayak fishing with. We'll go out to breakfast, and then I might do work those days, but I also will take it easy. I'll go for a walk. I'll go hiking, and I'll just enjoy the day. So I take a day every week to pour into my cup, to chase my passions, to do things for self-care. But that's not the only day that I do it. I put in moments throughout the day and throughout the week. Each day, or 5 to 6 days a week, I work out. Every day I meditate. I do some kind of breath work. I take time for me to sit in silence and dream and envision a beautiful future. And I do other things spread throughout the day. So the hope and goal of today's episode is for you to walk away and think, okay, what self-care can I do in small chunks and big chunks? Small chunks being those 30 seconds to, you know, 5, 10 minutes, maybe 30 minutes a day, or, you know, your workouts, meditation, breath work, things like that. What are small things you can do? And then you spread those throughout the day so that you're filling your cup, you're making sure that you stay charged and energized throughout the day. And what are some bigger ones? Taking vacations, going on trips, those can fill your cup. When Katie and I went to Romania last year for our International Energizer experience, yes, it was work, but it also filled our cup. And we tacked on a couple days before and after just to make sure it was time for us. We're going to London in August this year to do one of our energy recharge events. And we're tacking on a couple of extra days, a little bit beforehand, and a couple days after, to enjoy London and England and just recharge our batteries. Take time for you. If you're not taking time for you, if you're burning the candle at both ends and just constantly grinding and grinding and going and going and going, you are doing yourself a disservice. Not only are you doing yourself a disservice, you're doing your family a disservice and the people you serve. Stop being selfish and stop being rude to them, if I could be so bold. Take time for you. Start small. Go for the big ones when you can, and schedule all of them into your day and into your life. Because that's when the real magic happens, when it starts to become part of your life and routine regularly. So that now you stay energized. And if you don't know this already, we can help you and show you different ways and strategies to do that so you can continually be plugged into your infinite energy, stay energized, and have your cup not just go up and down with levels, but overflow always so that you can continue to shine your beautiful light with the world. All right, take time for you. Small times, the short amount, and long amounts. You're worth it. Don't ever doubt that. All right, that's all I got today. Keep being you. Thank you for being here. Please hit follow and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And until next time, I will catch you later. Hey there, real quick before you head out and keep crushing your day, how amazing would it be if we could get together as an Energizer family to learn, to grow, to connect, to celebrate? I don't know about you, but that would be freaking amazing. And we've heard our Energizers ask for it. So guess what we did? We're making it happen. We are putting together an Energizer Summit where we get to come together to learn, to grow, to have breakthroughs. So what we're doing is we're calling this Energizer Summit the Breakthrough Experience. And it's all about putting you at the cusp of multiple breakthroughs over this 3-day, 2-night event. Because we recognize and realize that when we have a breakthrough, we step into our light a little bit more and we shine brighter. So why not have that multiple times over this event so that when you, the person who walks in, the person who leaves are two different people because you have stepped into your light again and again and again. So if you are interested in that, if you'd like to come hang out with Katie and me and our Energizer family, get ready because the Breakthrough Experience is happening in Chicago, September 12th through 14th, 2024. And we have a limited number of spots available. We're capping it off about 150 people. So if you are interested in this and you want to be there, make sure you reach out to me. You can send me a message at spencer@spencermjones.com and let me know you are interested in the Breakthrough Experience. And then let's have a conversation to see if it's in alignment and what we could do to have you join us. So with that, keep shining your light. And I hope to see you at our Energizer Summit, the Breakthrough Experience.
Welcome to the Daily Energize Podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.